The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 6 through 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in March of 1968 in San Francisco.
So, Prahlad Maharaj's proposal is that Komaravacharviprat, intelligent, who is intelligent, he should begin Krishna consciousness from childhood. Not that we have to wait. And he is presenting an analytical study of the whole life, that unless we begin Krishna consciousness from childhood, hardly there will be opportunity to practice this transcendental method. Because in the beginning he has said that this life, human form of life, is very rare. The present educational system, they do not know it, that how important this human form of life is and how it has to be utilized. That is being explained. So, he is analyzing the whole life, that and accepting that we have got 100 years of life. But we have to waste half of it, 50 years, by sleeping at night. So immediately 50 years minus. Nishphalam jadasau rātrāṁ śrīti annam prāpiṣṭatā. When we sleep, we have no activity. We cannot make any advance, any department of knowledge. Sometimes we sleep more by intoxicating habit. So, nishpalam jadasau rātrā, the whole night is wasted, because we cannot produce anything. There are two kinds of production, material production and spiritual production. Arthadam. Artha means factual profit. So, there are two kinds of profit. Those who are materialists, they calculate profit by dollars. And those who are spiritualists, they calculate profit, how much I have advanced today in spiritual or Krishna consciousness. Both of them are profits. So either make this profit or that profit, but don't waste your time. That is the purpose. But the best profit is, for human form of life, to advance in Krishna consciousness. So he has analyzed that mukthasya bale kaushare kriyata jati vinshati. So 50 years immediately minus from our life. Then by playing in youthhood, and in childhood, another 20 years, 70 years minus. Then janaya drastadehasya jati apalpasya vinshati. Then when old age comes, by disease, by invalidity, another 20 years minus. That means 50 plus 20 plus 20, out of 100 years, 90 years gone. Then, Durapurena Kramena Mohena Chabaliyata Sesam Griheshu Saptasu Pramattasu Abhajati. The balance 10 years, because the whole life we have spoiled in material activities. In the balance 10 years are wasted what I have done and how to pull on. Oh, this was not successful. How you have to make successful? This boy was not educated. That boy was not properly brought up. He has gone out from so many anxieties. That means, if we do not practice from childhood, then in the advanced stage, it is not possible. That is the Prahlad Maharaj. There is a proverb in Bengali that Kachayana Noale Bas Baskorbe Nastas. Bas means bamboo. Bamboo, while it is green, you can bend it. But when it is yellow or dry, it cannot be bent, it will break. It will break. Therefore, the school children, just like Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his class fellow, the school children, from 5 years old, they should be given lesson about Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Otherwise, in advanced age, it is not possible. Generally, we find in our class or in this Krishna conscious movement, the youngsters, they become little more interested. But we don't find any old men. Why? Because whatever they have taught, whatever they have been taught, or they cannot forget. It is very difficult to forget what he has been already taught. So they do not become interested. Ko griheshu puman saktam atmanam ajitendriya sneho pasu dhihai musahit mimusitam. One who has passed his life simply being attached to household affairs, sneho pasu, and when the affection of household life is too strong, it is very difficult to get out of it. That will be very nicely explained one after another. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, there is compulsory get out from household life. Compulsory get out means panchas urdhaṁ banaṁ brajet. Panchas means 50 years. As soon as one passes over 50 years of age, he should get out. That is the injunction of the scripture. No more in household affairs. The life is divided into 4 parts, 4 divisions. First of all, brahmacharya. Just like Prahlad Maharaj is teaching, brahmacharya, a boy from 5 years old, is taught, and up to 25 years. And if he is not, of course, he is properly taught, but if he is not properly convinced that worldly life is botheration, better remain brahmachari throughout the whole life. There are many brahmacharis in India still. Naishthik brahmachari. They are called Naishthik brahmachari. That means they had never any experience of sex. They are called Naishthik brahmachari. Just like my Guru Maharaj was Naishthik brahmachari. He never married. So, boys are taught like that, the inefficiency of this family life, encumbrances, because the aim is to advance in Krishna consciousness. So we have to minimize our bodily necessities of life, and we have to expand the spiritual necessities of life. That is the perfect way of civilization. In the modern age, the more we can increase the demands of, artificial demands of the body, it is called civilization. And when one is engaged minimizing the demands of the body and utilize the valuable time for advancing spiritual consciousness, they are accepted as uncivilized or not advanced in so many worlds. But actually, India's civilization was based on this principle. We can find in the history of old age that they knew everything. From the books we can understand they had advanced knowledge for material civilization. Because we find description of aeroplanes, description of television, but they are used only limited circles, not that extensive, because the whole process of civilization was not to divert your attention too much for material advancement, but whatever little span of life you have got, just utilize it for spiritual advancement and get out of this material entanglement. That is the basic principle of civilization. Therefore, the social life, human society, was divided into 8 divisions. They are called varna and ashrama. In the Bhagavad Gita also you will find chatudvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhava. 4 divisions of society for spiritual advancement and for material advancement, both. For spiritual advancement, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So, first 20 years, because education begins from 5 years. Up to 5 years, the child is given full liberty, whatever he likes he may do. Lalet panchvarshani. It is said that you can give liberty to the child only for 5 years. And tare dasavarshani. And as soon as he is on the 5th year, you must be very strict on the child, on the boy, so that he may not be spoiled. Very strict. Simply engage him in proper education. Tare dasavarshani. And prapte tu shorasavarsek. And as soon as he is on the 16th year, shorasa means 16th year, prapte tu sorasavarse putram mitravat acharet. The son, the boy, should be treated as friend. No more punishment, then there will be reply. So there must be restraint. So from 16th year to 25th year, higher education. And after higher education, if the boy is still after sense gratification, he should be allowed to get himself married and enter into family life. That family life is allowed for another 25 years. When youthhood is very strong, let him beget some children and Of course, there is regulation of children. One has to take care of the children, and he has to educate children. Not that irresponsibly begetting children. No. So, family life. Then, as soon as he reaches 50th year, or little advanced, when he might have a grown-up child at home, then the father and mother leaves home. Panchasottam pranam bhaje. The gentleman, when the boy is grown up, he may get his boy married and get out of home. The wife may remain with him as friend, but there is no sex life. That is called banaprastha. Banaprastha. Banaprastha means retired life. And that is also another training. First training is brahmachari, so that when he becomes householder, he lives very restrained and regulated life. And then after satisfying his senses, when he's grown up to 50th year, he's advised to get out. Nama, sense gratification. Now, you prepare yourself for the remaining days of your life for spiritual culture. That is called banaprastha. So, banaprastha means retired life and training for completely renouncing this worldly life. And when he's prepared, the wife is asked to go back home. The grown-up boys will take charge of her. The woman is always protected. In childhood, she is protected by the father. In youthhood, she is protected by the husband. And in old age, she is protected by the grown-up boy. That is the system. She is never given independence. In the Manusanghita, it is stated, "No striyāṁ satanta kāmarhati." Woman should never be given independence. That is good for him, for her. Yes. Just like a child should not be given independence, then he will be spoiled. Similarly, woman also should not be given independence. That is the injunction of Manusanghita. They should be always given protection. The child, woman, Brahmin, the cow, and the old man. They should be given proper protection. That is the injunction. Anyway, the banaprastha, when the gentleman is completely educated for renouncing this world, then he sends back the wife to grown-up boys, and he takes sannyas. This is sannyas, dress. This is preparing. Not preparing is finished. Sannyas means he should distribute spiritual knowledge from door to door. That is his business. He has no family attraction. He has nothing to think for his maintenance, because the society is advised to take care of brahmachari, banaprastha and sannyas. Just see, this is spiritual communism. One section of people, the householders, they have to maintain the three other divisions. We have divided the society into four divisions: brahmachari, grihastha, banaprastha and sannyas. Only the grihasthas are allowed to make money, to earn money. But the brahmachari and the banaprastha and sannyasi is to live at the cost of the grihasthas. Brahmachari shall go from door to door and beg alms and bring it for the spiritual master. The spiritual master is a sannyasi. So what about the brahmacharis bring, they cook and they eat and they cultivate spiritual Krishna consciousness. That is the system. That means it is the duty of the grihasthas or the householder to maintain the other three sections of the people. And that is Varnasam Vibhavas. Now in another place you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the perfection of Varnasam, these four divisions, as you have stated. And in the Grihastha, there are still four divisions. That divisions are Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. Those who are doing intellectual work, just like studying philosophy, science, astronomy, so many intellectual work, they are called Brahmin. And those who are in the administration class, they are called Kshatriyas. Those who are in production, mercantile industry, for producing things, they are called Vaishyas. And those who are laborer class, they are called Shudras. So these eight divisions, and that is known as Varnasam Dharma, the institution of eight divisions. The Hindus means those who follow these eight divisions of human society. That is called Hindu. Now it has become a name only, but actually this is Hindu religion. This is not Hindu religion. This is actually the occupation or the basic principle of human civilization. If you do not divide human society in such eight divisions, there is no proper advancement of human society's ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to make perfect in this life, or to realize the absolute truth. That is the ultimate goal. In other phrase, the Bhagavad says, the ultimate goal they do not know. Not nowadays, in all the days, there are a class of men who are called demons. And here, Prahlad Maharaj is instructing to the children of the demons, those who have no idea of what is the ultimate aim of life. They are called demons. The Aryans and the demons. Sura and Asura. Aryan means those who are advancing. And those who are static, not advancing. Static means limited with the animal propensities of life. Ahara nidra bhaya maitra. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is animal propensities of life. And when there is question of spiritual advancement, that is called human society. Because the spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness cannot be injected in the animal society. So, nate vidhu sarthakatim hi Vishnu. They do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is this, Krishna consciousness. To understand God, to understand oneself, what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with God. This is human civilization. So Prahlad Maharaj is trying to instruct his class fellows like this. So he says that unless you practice from childhood, when you will be grown up, then you will be encumbered with so many things that there will be practically no possibility. And this Krishna conscious movement by chanting Hare Krishna is recommended in this age because that classification of eight divisions of human society is gone. And it is not possible to introduce it again. I am not speaking that it cannot be introduced in this country or that country, even where it was being practiced in India. There also it is gone. There also, it is in the name only, that which you have understood, you have perhaps heard, the caste system. They, instead of accepting the scientific division of the human society, they have misused it in the form of caste system. Just like a gentleman born in the family of a Brahmin, he is Brahmin. But originally the idea was different. The originally idea is, in the society, those who are intellectuals, those who are engaged in intellectual work, they are called Brahmins. To understand Brahma, to understand the situation of this world, they understand spiritual knowledge. Those who are engaged in such cultivation of knowledge, they are called Brahmins. But at the present moment, anyone who is born in the family of a Brahmin, he is called a Brahmin. But actually he may be a cobbler. But that is not the idea. So, these eight divisions of human society, scientific division of human society, is now lost. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that Kalu, in this age, Nasteva, 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 Gatirannatha. There is no other alternative for advancement of human society's goal of life. Because human society is meant for advancing in the goal of life. And that goal of life is Krishna consciousness. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that is the sublime gift of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Rupa Goswami adored him. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayat. My dear Lord, you are the most munificent, magnanimous incarnation, because you are distributing love of Krishna. This is very rare thing, love of Krishna. Krishna personally paid. He canvassed Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. You give up everything, just surrender unto me, Krishna personally. But nobody surrendered. Only a few persons of the Pandavas, Arjuna, Bhima, all the gopis in Vrindavan. But at that time there were others. And literate, people misunderstood him. But the idea is that Krishna also came to distribute love of Krishna, but he actually could not induce people to this cult. They misunderstood him. But Lord Chaitanya, by his grace, by this Sankirtan movement, he very easily distributed this love of Krishna. Therefore he is called Namo Mahavadanaya. My dear Lord, you are the most magnificent, munificent personality, incarnation, because Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are distributing Krishna Prema, love of Krishna. The most important thing, the goal of life. And that was the mission of Lord Chaitanya. He said, Kalu, in this age, when everything has become topsy-turvy, there is no more chance for systematizing the whole human society. It is lost. The regulating processes are lost now. Neither it is possible to reintroduce it. It is not possible. People have become so much degraded that it is not possible. Therefore, direct method, chant Hare Krishna, that will revive your old consciousness. chant Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kalo nastiva, nastiva, nastiva gatirindra. In this age, there is no other alternative. There is no other alternative. The so-called meditation, yoga, or karma, jnana, mental speculation, everything will fail. They are of course standard processes. That is not possible to execute at the present age. What is to speak of present age? Even 5,000 years ago, when Arjuna was taught to learn yoga system, that is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, the practice of yoga, the sitting posture, the breathing exercise, and controlling the senses, and regulating eating, sleeping, so many things, they are recommended. And after hearing, Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, it is not possible for you. Actually, Arjuna was a fighter, a military man. Where is his time to practice this meditation, all this? He frankly admitted, but we are so proud that we want to surpass even a personality like Arjuna. These things are not possible in this age. If somebody is imitating, that is simply imitation. The imitation has no value. The real thing is this meditation. You chant and hear. This is meditation. Meditation means to absorb your mind in the Supreme Personality of God. That is meditation, real meditation. In all the standard scriptures and yoga practice formula, the whole aim is to concentrate one's mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called samadhi. Samadhi, ecstasy. So that ecstasy is immediately brought by this chanting process. You begin chanting and here for a few seconds or few minutes you immediately become on the platform of ecstasy. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process not only for India, but for all the people of the world. He said that prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram. Prithivi means on the face of the world. Ache, and there is. Nagar means towns, and gram means village, a county. So he said that as many villages, towns, or counties, the human society, there are on the surface of the globe, sarvatra prachar haive mor naam. My name means Lord Chaitanya's name, because he introduced the simple method of chanting Hare Krishna, will be celebrated. That is his prediction. So we can see practically also that somehow or other in your country this chanting Hare Krishna is introduced practically only for 1 year, but it is being popularized. People are taking it very seriously. Even some places where I never visited, they are organizing centers. I received information from Buffalo, from Atlantic City. One little boy, Terry, he is organizing. He has invited some of our brahmacharis to go there. And I have got received a letter from Germany, from Holland, they also have begun chanting Hare Krishna. In England, the Beatles or Beatniks, they are also chanting. So this is getting popular in the Western country, and it will get, I'm sure. So this chanting process introduced by Lord Chaitanya should be seriously taken up, so that our aim of human life will be successful. We have forgotten. Nati vidu sathagatengi Vishnu. We have forgotten. The modern civilization has... In your country, I was reading a little history that in 1813 or some year, the government introduced that we trust in God. In trust in God, and that was declared by the secretary to be published on the coins or on the paper currency, and we see sometimes. But simply trust in God is not sufficient. We must know what is God. Trusting something oblivion, something fantasy, that is no trust. You must know where to put your trust. That is Bhagavad Gita. You have to know this, what is God. You simply believe in God. Faith in God is very nice. That is than the very nice. It is better than God-less person, that one who believes in God. That is all right. So this writing that we trust in God is very good. It is better than the communist countries who say we do not trust in God. It is better. But simply official writing or trust will not do. You have to understand. And if you want to understand God, then this is the movement, Krishna consciousness. There is no other alternative. You cannot place any other scripture collected from the world where the science of God is so elaborately stated, which you can test with all reason and argument. That is Bhagavad Gita and Srimadha Bhagavad. So we have to learn the science that you, as you are learning so many departments of knowledge. Similarly, this is also another department of knowledge, to learn the science of God. The government should come forward to popularize this movement and to educate people in the science of God. So, in the Bhagavad it is said, jnanam me paramam guiham jad vijnana samannitam. The science of God is, or the knowledge of God is most scientific. Jnanam me paramam, and it is very confidential. Jnanam me knowledge, and me, the Supreme Personality says, knowledge about me is very confidential. And jad vijnana samannitam, and it is most scientific. Science of God is not sentiment. It is science. It is actually it is science. The science of sciences. Every science takes is what is called data from this science. That the material science begins from the sun science. But the sun science is based on this science, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Philosophy, any science you take, you have to accept some axiomatic truth. And then you go on. But where from the axiomatic truth? science is discovering some subtle laws of the nature. But who made that law? As soon as you say that here is a law which is being carried very nicely, there must be a lawmaker. You have to accept. The science of astronomy, the planets, the stars, the sun, the moon, moving in their orbit very nicely, very perfectly and accurately. There is law. This is law of nature. You might have discovered, you are great scientists, that under this law, the law of gravitation or this law, that law, so many laws there are. But the background, you have to inquire, who is the lawmaker? Unless there is lawmaker, how there can be law? Take for example your state laws. As soon as you say that this is law, keep to the right, you have to accept there is a lawmaker. Under whose direction this law is being carried out nicely? If you don't carry it out, then you are punished. Similarly, nature's law is not ultimate. There is lawmaker, and that lawmaker is God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhakshena prakriti sriyate sacharacharam. Prakriti means nature. It is working under my superintendence. Under my superintendence. How you can deny? If there is nature's law, who made this law? You see that the clock is running very nicely. The machine is going on. But that is not the ultimate. There is a maker of the clock or watch. Without understanding the maker, simply if you understand the clock only, that is not sufficient knowledge. These things are very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are trying to explain this science of God or knowledge. If you like, you can take, and we are sure that your life will be successful. This chanting and combined with this hearing of this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam will advance you in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. And as Prahlad Maharaj is advising, instructing his fellow, class fellows, that this is to be learned from the beginning of your life. But if you have missed the opportunity, but it is better late than never. Here is a process introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can accept it immediately, even though it is late. Thank you very much. Any question? Yes, Krishna was born. But you have to know how Krishna is born. That is your intelligence. Just like sun is born every morning. There is no sun now. But in the morning you see sun. And from the eastern side. So, do you think that eastern side is the mother of sun? Because sun is born from the eastern side, you can take it for granted that eastern side is the mother of sun. Similarly, Krishna appears in similar way. But that does not mean that he is born. That is stated in the fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me divyam jo janati tat tat. anyone who understands in truth how I take my birth, how I work, how I am transcendental, simply by knowing these three things, how Krishna is born, and how does he work, and what is his actual position, the result is saptadiham punarjanmanaiti mamaiti kaut. My dear Arjuna, simply knowing these three things, one comes to me after quitting this material body. Punarjanmanaiti, he never again comes back. So that means, in other words, if you can understand the birth of Krishna, then you will stop your any more birth. You will be free from this birth and death. So try to understand how Krishna takes his birth. Simply by understanding. Saktadiham punarjanmanai. If you can understand how Krishna takes his birth, then your birth and death problem is solved. He becomes liberated. So the birth of Krishna has to be understood. And who can understand? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye. Out of many thousands of men, sahasra means thousands. Thousands, many thousands means many hundreds of thousands. Men, one, is interested for spiritual advancement of life. Kaschit jatati siddhaye. Siddhaye means perfection. Not all men are interested. What is perfection? Nonsense. Let us eat, drink, be merry, and joy. Don't care for perfection. This is perfection. We are eating, sleeping, mating, that's all. Who knows what is going to be happening after death, who can is hurt. They don't care. This is the position of general population. So out of that rascal population, one may be intelligent enough. So what is the aim of life? What I am? Why I am suffering? Why suffering is imposed upon me? I want to be happy. Why happiness is not there? Why it is simply temporary? So many things, questions. So these questions arise in the mind of a person out of many thousands of men. Manusyanam sahasresi kvaschit jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means one is trying to reach to the point of perfection. Not perfection, but simply trying. So, and jatatamavi siddhyanam, and out of many thousands of such persons who are trying to approach the Absolute Truth, kaschit vettimam tattata, one can understand me as I am. Therefore, one who can understand Krishna, his birth, his appearance, his disappearance, his activities, all these things, that is also confirmed in another place, tatomang tattutu gatva. Thus, one understanding me in truth, visadita dhanantram, he is allowed to enter into my kingdom. Javana jaschami tattataha. Only by devotional service one can understand me, actually what I am. So, if we engage ourselves in submissive way, in the devotional service of Krishna, then Krishna will let you know what is his birth, what is his appearance, disappearance, activities, everything. Reveal. These things are not to be understood by mental speculation. these things are revealed to a heart of a devotee when he is engaged in devotional service. So that is the process of Krishna consciousness. As you make more advance in Krishna consciousness, you understand everything. Any other question? Yes, devotional service at discharged in 9 different ways. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, to hear about the Lord from proper source. And Kirtanam, and to glorify the Lord. Smaranam, meditating upon the Lord. Padasevanam, to engage oneself in the service. Archanam, worshipping, prayer. There are 9 different ways of devotional services. So, you can accept 9 all together, or 8, or 7, or 6, or 5, or 4, or 3, or 2. So even if you accept 1, you will get one. If you simply come here and hear this chanting, your devotional service will be perfect. So, although there are 9 different processes, but if you can accept even 1, you will be advanced in devotional service. Yes? Oh, that you know. Why do you ask me? What is Lord Jesus Christ? Don't you know? Yes. Therefore, relationship is Father and God, Son. But there is no difference between father and son. Both of them are authorized. Just like your father, and if you are a trustworthy son of your father, then the work done by your father and by you is the same. That is individuality. That even under the direction of Krishna, he can use his individuality. Don't you do that? Your father says, my dear boy, do this. You say, no, I don't do this. That is an individuality. Otherwise, what is the meaning of individuality? Individuality means, if I like, I can accept. If I don't like, I do not accept. That is individuality. If I am forced to do something, that is not my individuality. Yes. Marginal energy is that by your individuality, you can abide by the order of Krishna, and if you like, you do not abide by the order. That is your choice. That is practical everywhere. The father and son, the son may obey the father and the son may disobey also. That is the choice of the son. That is given there. Every individual living entity has got this minute quantity of independence. And as soon as we misuse this minute quantity of independence, we are in the hands of Maya. Just like in every country, and you are American, you are considered to be independent. But that does not mean that you are absolutely independent. You can do whatever you like. But you have got the right to do whatever you like. But as soon as you misuse your independence, you are in danger. Although you belong to the independent nation, so there is possibility of misusing the independence at every moment. Therefore we have to continue Krishna consciousness. So this possibility of misusing the independence will no longer leave. As you had misused your independence in the in your past life or in past, similarly you can immediately properly use your independence. You follow? You somehow or other you misused your independence. Similarly, immediately if you use your independence properly, then the result of that misuse of independence is corrected. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that sarva dhanman parityajya mamekam saranam raja. Because the conditioned soul here in this material world, they have all misused their independence. Anyone beginning from the highest planet down, beginning from Brahma to down to the small ant, everyone has misused his independence. This conditional life, this material body, is due to that. Therefore, our reactions of that misuse is going on, life after life. Now Krishna says that if you surrender immediately, then I take charge of it. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam raja. You just give up all your other engagements, just surrender unto me. Aham kang sarva papibha mokkhayishyami. I shall give you protection from all reaction of your misuse of it. That's all right, but the innocence is no excuse of law. If you say that somebody misled me to go to the left side in the court, that does not mean that we'll be saved from the fine. So you have to become such intelligent person that you may not be misled by others.